first pick of the draft this year, Cyrus Jones, can you kind of give us some of the decision-making behind that choice?
I think obviously we'll see once he gets here and kind of see how everything goes. But as far as the process itself, great guy, great program, can do a couple different things. So it becomes a guy that we can see and hopefully put into some different roles. But, we got to see when everybody gets here how it goes and what kind of he fits and everything along those lines. So, we're kind of just – that's just this phase that we're in right now.
Do you put a lot of stock into guys that come out of that Alabama program and play under Nick Saban? You know, if you can make Nick Saban happy, you can do a lot of things on the football field.
I mean, I think just in general I would say, there are programs in college that we're familiar with and we're familiar with the coaches there and maybe the programs that they run and find some similarities between those. But it's still such a huge transition. We obviously have a lot of respect for Nick and the Alabama program and what he does down there. So, of course, there's a natural relationship there. But I think it's such a big transition coming into the NFL anyways that, all that's taken into account. But in the end, it's really just kind of getting on board with how we do things here. That's the most important thing.
In the past couple of days, you've signed some free agents. Can you talk about the talents that you've kind of found post-draft?
We're kind of just focusing on the guys that are, in here right now. So we're kind of staying away from those questions right now. But, real excited about the guys in working out. Our vets back with the team and back on the field today. We're kind of in that second phase of the off-season program. So we're out actually as coaches. We can be out doing some things with them on the field and at least observing them as they work out with our strength staff. So, we got a lot of guys that are new that we signed in free agency from the off-season, and then obviously the core guys coming back. So just excited to be out there working with those guys.
As opposed to a rookie coming in, what's the biggest difference that you
sure.
are?
Well, obviously the veterans have, for them it's coming into a new organization, but they've been around professional football, guys that, like the guys you mentioned, have played a lot of football in the NFL. When you come in as a rookie, you have, it's just a completely different world for you to, make that transition from college to the NFL. So those veteran free agents obviously come in from a whole different perspective of understanding the professional side of it and just really trying to indoctrinate themselves into your program. So,
Matt, can you talk about Dante doing that?
Last question, guys.
Scar, absolutely. I worked with Scar for 2 years on the offensive side of the ball. It was actually my first job here as, the assistant O-line coach with him. So, total calming effect, I think, with Dante being here. Just a great coach, a great guy, even better man. And someone that I think, again, in the NFL, things that get overlooked are a guy like him that's been an assistant coach and probably one of the best offensive line coaches in the NFL for a long, long time. A guy who's not only outlasted coaches, head coaches, but ownership. That's a guy that's really just an unbelievable coach and, like I said, even a better man. So I'm very excited to have Dante back. I lean on him a lot. So appreciate you guys. Great.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.